thấy cái gì ở đó như rất vui. Nó thấy chúng ta vừa vui có ước về những người lạc dự và có ước thương ngon dự nó có biết chấm và đâu là hai người dùng cái chân quy định một loan và đi về các vừa rồi chúng ta có được dài thời gian như vậy đó. And Paul said to Timothy, give attention to reading, you mean publicly. Publicly. So may I read it? In the following. And even men which came down to Judea, not to Jerusalem, and said, I can't be the circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Then therefore Paul and Barnabas were like, no. All the gentlemen and Christian churches of them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should drop the Jerusalem under the apostles and elders of our destruction. And being brought on their way by the coast, they passed through Phoenicia, Phoenicia, and Samaria, returning to some person of the Gentiles. And they caused great war under all the rest. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received, were welcomed of the church, and of the apostles and elders. And they declared all things that God had done with them. But, when they rose up, children of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying, it is meet for the circumcised. And to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when they had been much disputed, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, with more of a house. I know the three and D translation, the heart knowing God. The heart knowing God. Praise his name. He knows God. I don't. And God is a, and God with more of a house, very omnipotent, very omnipotent. Giving them the Holy Ghost, even if you live under that. And put no difference between us and them, unifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why can't you God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our father nor me were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. Even if they, when all the messages gave silence, and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, because of what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. That was where they had right there. James answered, saying, then, and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon or Simon, as we say, thou drawest the fruit. He took it from Gentiles to take out his family people for his name. And if it was really the word of the prophet, as it was written, after the father was born, and was so begun the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build it on the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. That the legacy of men might speak after the Lord, and all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, that the Lord is good all these things. No man is God or all these words, from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, my sentence is, that this trouble not from this from among the Gentiles is going to God, but that we light unto them that they obtain the delusions of idols, and from fornication, and from faith, strangers, and from blood. For Moses of old had in every city done the priest of sleep in, being ready to synagogue every Sabbath day. Then please with the apostles and elders, with the whole church, to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch, with Paul and Barnabas, many Jews, Philemon Barnabas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they need letters by the way, they need manners. The apostles and writers and brethren, and we do under the brethren, which I offer to them, by the title of, and always let it be afraid that it went out from us, but probably with words, and certainly you always say, you must be circumcised to keep the law, to do, you, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent our Lord Jesus and Father. We shall send you the name things by mouth. For it seems good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. If you abstain from meat offered to idols, and from flesh, and from things strangled, and from fornication, then what will you do if you will get yourself? You shall do well. Very well. So when it is dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitudes together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they looked well for the consolation. During the noise of this week, you and I have been studying together some of the great monumental chapters of the Book of the Acts. Let me remind you that the Acts is a book that briefly the gap between the four Gospels and the epistles. As a matter of fact, it's the supplement of the Gospels and its introduction of the epistles. And it contains the first 30 years of the entire church history. The Holy Spirit himself is the historian. Now, we've been looking at some of the thousands of chapters. Let me just refresh your memory by saying that these chapters seem to be placed matter-wise in the range, the mind and brain of the soul, at 2, at 9, at 10, and now at chapter 15. In this chapter that we have read, we have essentially the happiness of the content of the Christian gospel. I think we should rejoice that God arrives serving great purpose to improve the other Christian church. We should rejoice that he allows her to attack, yes, at a future date. But we can say that by God permitted it, these things were allowed to raise their head in the early primitive days in order that they could be conquered by Catholic prayer and divine affairs. Think about it. When he allowed one of the great prayers to raise her in the early days. And in the 15th chapter of that, we have, I believe that we have the pattern of exactly what the gospel is, and that has become a problem. Well, I want you to notice, if you like outlines, and I like them, but sometimes I forget to record. If you want an outline, I think that the paragraph we have read this morning falls into three simple divisions. First of all, there are the differences in verses 1 and 2, followed by the refreshment in verses 4 to 18, and finally, the distinction in verses 19 there's no reward. The difference is, when the discovery, and finally, the mistake has its place, that the things of God are a holy, holy, holy God. All right? Let's look at this. A holy, yes, system of opinion arose in the assembly at Antioch. May I remind you that Antioch is a Gentile assembly. This is a most unusual place. I believe it's very, very significant. But although the first Christian church, if I may say this right, is established in Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit bypassed the assembly in Jerusalem and made Antioch the base of Gentile world evangelization. There was a very real reason for that. The church in Jerusalem, the assembly in Jerusalem, never got free of the incubus of legalism. I confess I would not have been at home in the assembly of Jerusalem. In fact, I'm sure that none of us would have felt so associated with it. In the light of things that were taught and followed in those early years in that particular assembly, God bypassed and he raised up earlier for very, very good reasons, as we could do. Now, as the Bible tells the burning in area, and there were many fields of it. And the assembly of Antioch grew until it was described in that multitude. And said to me one time, all the assemblies in the book of the Acts were little assemblies. It was not crazy assembly at all. Some of these assemblies were tremendously large. The one in Jerusalem was a very, very large Christian community with numbers 5,000 plus. As a matter of fact, when Paul arrived in Jerusalem years later, James received a legal leader there. He came and he said, "Why, if you tell her how there are millions to believe, and they're all jealous of the law, and you can do your own computing on that." The Church of Antioch is described as multitudes in Antioch who are believers. All right. Now, as the Bible tells the burning, children and their studies from Jerusalem arrived. What do you see? And these Jews came in among the Jewish brethren, my Jews, they came in among the assemblies of Jews in Antioch. And they infiltrated among them. And they specifically introduced a new element into the Bible. So they took, something like this, without capturing the effort. They approach to something like this. How do you take some books here in Antioch? And the answer was, well, we were converted under the ministry of some folks who came from Jerusalem. They weren't speaking particularly, but they brought us the good news, and we received it, and my, what a blessing it will be. Others might say, well, we were converted under the ministry of finance. We followed this scripture. And others might say, well, I was raised through Paul. In fact, Mary was here converted through Paul. He was brought in a little later by Philemon. We were converted and brought by the Apostle Paul. He said, yeah, I just would say, now, just a minute, you don't quite mean that, please. You really don't mean that. Well, didn't I understand you to say that you were saved through the Apostle Paul? Well, yes, we are. Thank God for his ministry. He then said, well, you don't quite mean that. You people understand that he's really not an apostle. You're not an apostle? No, he's really not an apostle. Hey, good man. There's a poor man. He's got some strange ideas. But, could he be an apostle? You see, he's never been out of Jerusalem. He never got there. He was never ordained that way. He was never. He was a good man, my dear. By the way, when did this meeting take place? Okay. And you don't see the feast days here? I guess we're going to be here today. Well, let's get this straight. Are you people not keeping the Jewish feast? Did they keep it on the Jewish one on the feast day? They said we'd be better than that on earth. And then they were talking about the Jewish feast? No. And they said, you better check up on your salvation, brother. We suspected it. This man has not passed through the Holy Ghost, except he be circumcised and keep the law of Moses repentantly right. And this, my friend, is the building of an atomic bomb into that book. As far as I ever see it on the screen, what's up to each other to one side? I said, what's going on here? What are you teaching these people? Well, I said, you're teaching them what we believe down in Jerusalem, that except you be put and keep the law of Moses, you cannot be saved. Hey, I'm paraphrasing this, but I'm not reading more into the text than you have right here. Then therefore, this group, Paul and Barnabas, had no moral retention and just be taken with them. I see a hot meeting there. I see some very, very hot there. No moral dissension and disputation with them. Here is a political. Between these Judaizing people from Judaism and Paul and Barnabas, who were in the first freedom of the gospel of grace, these two, who is Messiah? Let's go back to headquarters and see what they really believe down there in Jerusalem. If they are right, we are dead wrong. If they are right, then we're not going to have here for now, and here we are now. And we've got a family there. Or is this a church? Let's get this thing straight. Rather than different, there is mediator. Let me say in fact, the differences in themselves are actually a blessing. What do you mean? I repeat, differences in themselves are actually a blessing. Consider the differences in nature. God, by his physical handiwork, has created differences and varieties. He is the God of not monotonous, egotistic. He took his tree in the vegetable world, putting it in the mud, with everything with the same color. The grass, the flowers, the vegetation, everything is one common, uniform color. It's a very hard. Let me come a little further. The poison, you have no variety in the other. All comes down with the dust. What the people don't like living in soil. Because they like the change of season. We could be soil, didn't it? They like the change of season. And that's why they're living in dust. Most of the year. There's variety, differences. Differences in the disposition and all that. Differences in certain words. Differences in faith. Differences in culture. Differences in the God. Differences in culture. Differences in opinion. Differences in interest. Differences in perspective. These are all people. God is not the God I say of holy life. He doesn't do things on the assembly line. He says, well, my friend, The Congress tells us there are no three grades of black alike. They tell us that there are no three moods alike. There are no three spaces alike. There are no three places alike. You see, if God runs things out on a perfection line, the assembly line, and made everything alike, or if you duplicate it, what would you be done out of ideas? We have. We regard a infinite variety, and I say things with difference, as hope, and good, and construct. The value, those differences, have to do with secondary values. Let me clarify what I just said. There cannot be differences on matters that are vital. You take the law of ministry. My friend, when it comes to temples, if there are differences of opinion and measures and so on between poison and food, you're going to have a lot more guts than you have. The premise has to distinguish exactly between that which is constructive and body-building and that which is simply poison. Between technique and good old geology, you know. Unbeautiful and cultural. The premise is a very natural thing. We get in of a thing. Now, what I'm trying to say is this, that on secondary matters, subordinate matters, there can be, and there are, and whatever has been, differences of opinion among the people of God. There are some things in the Bible that are not foretold. There are other things that are not seen in the Bible. And the other thing in the Bible is equally important, which is not true. I challenge that. Everything in the Bible is equally important. It's all there. It is there. It is there. There are many things in Scripture that are non-vital. There are other things that are absolutely vital and indispensable that have been written. There could be no such one here. You see things within the framework of our own character. There are real differences of opinion. And yet, a unity. In some sense, Christians, I'm speaking now of brethren assemblies, if I may use that word. Even the same words of reading the fingers, there's plenty of difference. They don't all agree on something. They don't all agree on what it looks like. They don't all agree on the matter of defining others or recognizing others or having their own rules or having their own differences. These are chemical differences where there is given place. And where there is brotherly love and so on, and we say, oh, you don't agree that we can fellowship together. If the person coming right is up and says, I don't believe that old, myth about the person goes to Jesus Christ. Once a man disagrees on others, he exposes himself to the charge of not being a Christian at all. He destroys the very foundation of Christianity. I hope you understand what I'm the difference between a variety of opinions on secondary matters, and those that are absolutely fundamental and non-negotiable. Now, look at these two. They're going to be struggling to get these out. All right. This was a vital and fundamental issue. Now then, what would you say? That the gospel is through faith in Jesus Christ, thus circumcision and the law. Now, you take the position of the Judaizer. What do you think I am a Judaizer? let me for a moment represent their belief. All of my beings has a CDID group in belief. I ask, welcome, did God or did he not command certainty? The answer is yes. Did he pronounce a judgment on this subject? He did. I'm going to prove to you better than he did. In Genesis chapter 17, God said this. This is my covenant which is a truth between me and you, and I see that with the other man tried among you to be circumcised. And you that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among us. Every man child in your generation who is born in the house of box of money or any stranger, you can modify to. Even if born in my house, even if bought with our money, must first be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And he said, furthermore, the uncircumcised man child is such a. He's not circumcised that soul to be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Any thing in that? What are you going to do with that scripture, brother? But these strong powers have been converted, and they've been brought in there. Very good. But these strong powers have been brought in. They're brought in under a tree. And I can prove that from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, subject. And I'm putting his word, Isaiah's word. You know that the darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. This is it. This is what? A truth. And the glory shall be seen upon thee. All right. And the Gentiles will come with fire. And change to the presence of power. Where do Gentiles should be there? I'm not just feeling that, brother. I'm not arguing you that. I'm not trying to cut off these Gentiles. But I'm saying this, that if these Gentiles are going to be converted, they're going to come in as a black to redeem you. These Gentiles must be circumcised and become Jews. In other words, they're spiritual prosperity. They're circumcised. And Judaism, brother, you have fallen into disrepair. And this new thing called Christianity and the sect of the Nazarene is a fine thing. But you know, those are what they the Christianity is really the fully developed power of Judaism. And it's a case of resetting an old time. Let's not throw the old time away, brother. Let's reset the old time with Christianity. And these people have got to be brought in, and they've got to be circumcised, and they've got to do what we've always been doing with you. They've got to circumcise, and they've got to keep the law of Moses. If they don't, they're not really faithful. Thank you very much for your attention. I should have. All right, hey. What to present the case for these characters? Now, what was the position of the other kings of the earth? The position was simply this, that Antioch was neither Jewish nor apostolic. It was neither in the position of Judaism nor the position of Islam. How did this mighty work in Antioch start? Not through any missions from Jerusalem or authorizations in Jerusalem. Jesus in Antioch came down to Jerusalem and asked for a father, the brother that started the church in Antioch. The Holy Spirit had worked independently. And God had blessed and given the Holy Spirit to these Gentile fathers. And so they weren't interested in Hebrew sayings and forms, so they were judging and seeing Christian literature. Now, did these two viewpoints make any difference? of my pains in the world. And he took me. For a hard moon ball. What are you looking? Well, there are three kinds of issues at first. Number one, shall there be two churches? And three kinds of church, a good church. Number two, what is the Christian God? Is it a pilgrim or is it an outlaw? Is it a compound? A pilgrim in Christianity? Of law and grace. Circumcision, plus the blood of Jesus Christ. You call it? No, I'm not terrified of you. This is, my friend, a very, very serious. Or is he not? Shall there be two churches? Shall there be two churches? Then we have the delegation sent down to the who goes there? Well, there's three. Paul and Barnabas. What others with them? A delegation. A quality delegation. What we can do and what? If you get out on the road, never go. As a sister, what is up to of the church at anyway. On the way down, they did the beloved church, and they told the confession of the brethren. And the brethren said, very shortly, this is until the sisters wonder, and they rejoice. Verse 3 and verse 4. Finally, they came to Jerusalem, and they were welcomed by the brethren in Jerusalem. The news got around, and the Jerusalem was under. We've got friends, we've got visitors, we've got churches, we've got families, we've got hell. Please, brother, this is touching the brother. Please do. And put that at the empire, but from it, they were up north, Greenlandia, 300 miles north. They're here. And so they were living. And then Paul got with us, he declared, the end of his story, all things that swear have done you. That's what they do. We didn't stand up and say to our head and we've got tremendous meetings. I preach this, I preach here, and I preach there, and I preach on this, and I preach on that, and now I tell you, I saw that. Didn't happen. We just recorded and related what God did. We said, you know what God did good, you know what God did good, you know what God did good, you know what God did not. We found you, and the brethren rejoiced. The big prize is foreign verse. Now, just commenting on it, first couple of years ago. The foreign verse in verse 5, that they were not certain of the fact that the Father who used to lose, knowing that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to preach the law of Moses. I see. So, you have in the assembly in Jerusalem of that covenant, you have seen the conclusion, and a very vision. You were contending for a Christ cross Christ. Right? Now, maybe how they better go. Verse 6. And the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter. And they are. Listen, brethren, they did not take the issue to the floor. And in matters like this, let me say, we have no authority in the Word of God to take issues like this to the rising power. If they had taken it to the floor, then they would have had one or the rupture to my image. It would have stripped me of my image. They have qualified the pastors and elders who came together to the Word of God to cover this time. I personally have raised my foot about so-called businessmen. Now I know you don't agree with me on this. I ask you, where in the New Testament do you get authority from? Come, my brother. For you, you can go, where do you get in the New Testament your authority for businessmen? What do you mean businessmen? Well, openly, when anybody may come and make contact with anybody else in their past, and I don't think this is God's law. Now, the second is the lady, I understand you don't agree with that, but that's not the book. I went to a very interesting story about that. I had a clear mandate from heaven to go. One of them was here. God told my mouth that the Gentiles would do the baptism and live and believe. The Gentiles are my mouth. I said, did he get that? Did he continue that yesterday morning? Now then, watch what he was saying. Break, take, and God. And God. Your prayer, perhaps. Perhaps, oh God. There is no witness. These Gentiles witness. Living in the Holy Ghost. Even if we get on the rock. And he said, no witness. We do not condemn still to find their hearts by witnesses. Oh, no. What do you think? Listen, buddy. Does this have any bearing on this issue? God told me to go to the Gentiles. I went to the Gentiles against my own liberty and I did it with his truth. I took them up to the new Gentiles and going on. Black this time. He brought in upon the meeting and I just got my sermon started. And he gave the Holy Spirit to these Gentiles. A second baby, a last meeting, and anything else. If you don't have any affection, you better go and address to God. Don't address to me. I have nothing to do with living in the Holy Spirit. God did that. And God did that because he knew their heart. He knew that there was faith in their heart. He knew that they believed about this. And that's where he was. He gave them the whole package. Then he did the other thing. Well, I would have cut my mouth very quickly. I'm sure. But then, you would tell us about all the control of this flesh. Well, the next few steps are as you have got the leadership. What do we see? Number two. The whole flesh was started by feeling righteous. Then, all the control went up, and they told the story of what God had been doing among the Gentiles. I've been called out and said, may I say a word, brethren? I'd like to just collaborate what Peter said. Because it's been formed by other streams. We've been living among the Gentiles, and God has been doing many miracles among the Gentiles. How that works in certain cases and only not. That verse what Peter is all in there. But then, James is the third one. And James concludes the whole thing. Now the question that James is, does all this harmonize with the scripture? Or does it contradict the scripture? And then, he goes on and he says in verse 13, after the apostle, he brings and he's saying, men and brethren, how come underneath? Really, what the story has brought the first two visits of the Gentiles, it brought for the first time to visit the Gentiles, but how come the people of those men? And to disagree with the words of the Bible. Listen, James is saying this. Brethren, I see now what God is doing. God is victory in the Gentiles and he's taking out of there. Our people say this. He's not converting all the Gentiles now. He's going to do that in the morning. In 1 Isaiah 7, chapter 60, look down to the coming day. The Messiah's kingdom will be manifested. And then the Gentiles will come in and the Gentiles will be brought into blessing. The Gentiles were brought into blessing under the tree. As we are now. And in the meantime, God is calling out the church and saving the Gentiles and all together from Jewish mediatorship of Judah. Never, he says, the different Greek or Jewish of the heart. With this, what God is to do, I see now. He was only with scriptures. And even in that coming day, when God brings the Gentiles in the blessing of the millennium, we'll be able to get an accustomed to it, isn't it? It's not the scriptures. It can give you exactly whatever you need. Well, to complete. Therefore, verse 19, my sentence is, or my testimony is that it is you. My testimony is that you cover not from this one among the Gentiles who claim to God. But if you have a letter to him and ask him to abstain from idols and from fornication and from things standing and so on, and thus establish the liberty from the Christian of the Christian body. Now, there were three questions that flow out of the conflict. First of all, liberty. Second, unity and great charity. First of all, liberty. The gospel brings forth this living on forever. Then the power should be made manifested. And then the Gentiles will come in, and the Gentiles will be brought into blessing. The Gentiles will be brought into blessing under the tree. I see it now. And in the meantime, God is calling us to take the faith in the Gentiles and all together from Jewish mediators, yes? Or, you call it? Never. He's a specific Greek or Jewish. This, when God is in Jewish, I see not, he's in harmony with Christians, and even in that coming world. When God brings the Gentiles in the blessing of the millennium, we'll be able to get an option for him, isn't it? You can't. That's it. Christians have nothing whatever to do with it. Well, the conclusion. Therefore, verse 19, my sentence is, or my judgment is that he is. My judgment is that he shall not turn this from among the Gentiles that came to God. But that he write a letter to them and ask them to abstain from idols and from fornication and from things strangled and so on. And thus establish the liberty from the Christian of the Christian God. Now there were three things that play out of the conflict. First of all, liberty. Second, purity and third, quality. First of all, liberty. The gospel brings all truth to be unfettered. It is to be quality and all compelling. The gospel is on the ground of grace, 100% it has the deeds of the law. Free from the law, all happy from this. Jesus has led and guided your mission. First by the law and breathed by the law. Christ has redeemed us. Once for all, all Trinity leaders. Once for all, all Trinity leaders. First by the law and breathed by the law. Christ has redeemed us. Once for all. My friends, this is a failing on today's life. Salvation is a decision Christ left us. Salvation is not because you have trusted membership or any trust whatsoever. It's least one time. And he's atoning death upon the cross of Calvary 100%. The theology could change the song and make it believe Jesus paid his price. I say from you now. Sin has left the sin to change. We walk the Sabbath now. That's not the gospel. That's the kind of thing. So that the gospel is established on the ground of grace alone. Second, the Holy Spirit is given as the name. And first, at last, there is only one first. We are the three, yea, three, of the Father, and all chapter 15. Thank God for the happiness of which is born out by the Lord, the three gifts of the Holy Spirit. And to us. Very strong. And now our God and Father, we rejoice in the liberty of this Christ which made us free. Help us not to abuse that liberty by least living. Grant that we may remember that while we are free from the law, we are in law to Christ, and we become under His authority. In daily work. Write these things upon our hearts, O Lord, we pray, and now dismiss it with our blessing, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.